Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone, what is up? It is me, Ewan, from What Culture Gaming, joined today by a QA-tested news installment, because Scott has told me that there is a big fire happening right now. That's all, yeah. I know. Scott, what is the fire?
What is the fire? Turns out most of the entirety of CDPR is on fire. It's a big old blazing inferno. And Sony, the big old thing, is that Sony have restricted sales of Cyberpunk 2077 from the PlayStation Store entirely.
It's gone.
It's completely gone, mate. It's all gone. They broke this last night, putting a statement out saying, Sony Interactive Entertainment strives to ensure a high level of customer satisfaction. Therefore, we will begin to offer a full refund for all gamers who have purchased Cyberpunk 2077 on the PlayStation Store, following that up with a big old whopper saying they'll also be removing Cyberpunk 2077 from the PlayStation Store until further notice. Now, this sent some ructions through the industry. Obviously, you know, you can follow various sort of games journals and industry figures and whatever on Twitter who were all just variations of wow, what the hell, this is unprecedented. Couldn't we not have had this with Fallout 76? Because this is pretty unprecedented. Like, I looked up a list of other games that have been delisted, and you know, there's plenty of games that have, you know, expired over time, and the likes of Afro Samurai or one of the Ace Combat games or Telltale's Back to the Future, things that have been taken off the store because, you know, maybe licenses expired or whatever. But this is one of the first times that a game has just been so DOA broken that they've just gone like, we're just going to take this away from you because there are clearly millions of refunds coming in right now and Sony do not want any part of it. Now, CDPR have responded to this, saying that it was following a discussion with PlayStation that the decision was made to temporarily suspend digital distribution. But I don't know how much that was a discussion, less a...
Aggressive negotiations.
Yeah, negotiations have ceased. So yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a thing. What's your thoughts on this unfolding tire fire inferno?
I mean, for me, I literally stayed away from most things Cyberpunk even before it was announced because I just wasn't that interested. And you know, you can judge my taste however you want to. I don't really care.
I wasn't massively bothered. Yeah. I mean, I love synthwave Cyberpunk stuff, yeah, but I wasn't like, oh my god, this game.
Yeah, exactly. To watch this happen in real time, it's like if Zack Snyder was put in charge of a car crash. I mean, an actual literal car crash, because it is happening in such incredible slow motion. You can make out every single detail, every single consequence, every single bend and crease, and there is something inherently funny to me about a broken game, because like, right, glitches are hilarious. Equally, it is one of the most horrifying things I've seen in the industry this year, in terms of, you know, a game has gotten to this point, and it has been allowed to come out, and you know, you can say all you want to, oh, you know, technically the PS4 and Xbox One, whatever, the last gen hardware, technically most people have not upgraded to the next gen consoles, and Cyberpunk 2077 was developed primarily for PS4 and Xbox One and obviously PC too, and it is just incredible to me that they thought they could get away with it. Like, I don't want to come down all fire and brimstone here and stuff like that, but it is...
Well, pretty much everybody is a raining meteor shower, because, I mean, the whole thing, there was a big old investors call with Martin Iwinski, I think Adam Badowski is the other guy, some of the founders of CDPR that are also, like, the CEO and everything. Adam Kaczynski is the CEO, and they held an emergency investors meeting the morning after, you know, it all sort of blew up. And it was during that where the investors were just like, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, what? How did this happen? And they literally said that management was too focused on releasing the game. We ignored signals about the need for additional time to refine the game on base last-gen consoles. It was the wrong approach and against our business philosophy.
This is like in Jurassic World. Like, they're just like, we need more time to get the park ready. And they're like, get the dinosaurs out there. We don't care.
Yeah, the people want to see the dinosaurs, and it's like, if they put that out and the dinosaur's head is just its leg, then like no one's really going to be that satisfied. But yeah, I mean, you can practically, you know, envision, you can totally see the coding teams, every department other than management, just saying, this is not going to work. This is on fire, and it's going to catch a flame.
Richard Ayoade in the IT crowd is just there like, this is my desk. It is literally on fire. I don't know what else you want me to do. And again, Scott, this is going to resurrect Krobi Kat. You know, they've put I don't know if anyone in the comments is familiar with Krobi Kat. Go watch their videos. They have a great job at making hilarity from the broken games that have released over the last console generation. They all could be coming back to do a big Cyberpunk 2077.
At least if one good thing can come out of this, it's that Krobi Kat can be resurrected. Because, I mean, Krobi Kat will be coming back before Cyberpunk 2077 is.
Oh my God. Is that the headline?
It could be. I mean, the thing is, like, they, in the state of CDPR and Cyberpunk right now, you know, they said on, it was either Sunday or Monday, that they would have another sizable patch, or another patch at least, within 7 days. And the two biggest patches, one's coming in January, one's coming in February, which, you know, they might as well have delayed the game until February, because it kind of just means that you're not getting a reliable, you know, a genuine full package version of Cyberpunk until February. And there's also the next gen stuff. There's also the full on next gen versions that were just pushed into some point in 2021, where the game is going to get even more patches or even more kind of overhauls, whether it's visually, performance-based, whatever. So it's one of those things where it's like, clearly they shouldn't have released it in 2020. I will say, though, having finished it last night, I'm like 40 hours, my first save was about 40 hours in. I do absolutely love it. I think it's a great game when it works. It's just that, I mean, still on PS5, I'm getting, I'm in like 30 plus crashes.
On PS5. On
PS5, so God help the people on the last-gen consoles, because it's just in a hell of a state. But it's one of those things where I think, if obviously they just delayed it, clearly it needed more time in the oven. It's one of those things where it reminds me of what Corey Barlog said about God of War, where he was just like, that game was on fire until a month before release. Literally because, you know, any game of this scope, there's all these disparate parts that only get sewn together at the very end. And if you don't have time to do the sewing, then it's all sorts of pieces just left scattered. And Cyberpunk 2077 is very much scattered right now.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, you know, the last generation, we've kind of seen just how unsustainable game development has kind of become.
At that level, yeah.
I find it very interesting. You know, we're hearing more and more from actual game developers, you know, who are kind of, you know, educating us all on, like, you know, the game development process and all the disparate parts, like you said, that, you know, are kind of moving and all this. But it is incredible to me that this can't be anything but just a complete, you know, indictment of management and the way that the game has been managed, even for, as a casual observer, seeing the different delays, seeing them, you know, the delay announcements coming at times. Like, there was one that was like within a month of each other, wasn't there? There was like one,
yeah.
You know, and it's just, I understand that at some point when you've been working on a game for so many years that you just have to get it out the door, because if you spend any longer on it, you know, it'll be outdated or whatever. But it's just completely weird to me to look at this game. I don't think, you know, in terms of games that have been hyped up as much to the degree that Cyberpunk has, I'm struggling to think of a last-gen, you know, kind of technical misfire.
Fallout? I mean, Fallout 76 kind of was
then,
like,
I don't think people were like really looking forward to Fallout 76. No. Like, it was just kind of a thing that was going to happen, and then the fact that it was terrible was just kind of, you know, the cherry on the banter cake. Whereas with this, it's almost like above Mass Effect Andromeda as well.
I was going to say, I think Andromeda was like the last time that something was, you know, sort of like, I mean, the way that they showed Andromeda was obviously they hid a lot of stuff anyway, but it was still a Mass Effect game that was coming out, and then that was in such a state. But yeah, this, I mean, it just sucks. Like, I feel so sorry for the devs, the creatives, the artists, all those people that devoted 8 years of their lives to crafting something, and to make all those parts and not have the time to put it together at the end. And it is just doubly weird. I mean, they obviously, Kaczynski and the other management are apologizing for it and whatever. But it's just like, how did you not just allocate the time? Like, they'd already delayed it. It was like four times in total. They'd lost, it was like billions in investor money because they had all these marketing deals that just had to fall through. And it always kind of felt like they were, you know, they were going to prioritize the game above all else. I mean, they were out there saying, you know, it'll be out when it's ready. Don't worry, we're just going to delay. And that's kind of their reputation, that, like, you know, that's cool. Good guy, CDPR, you'll get it right.
Yeah.
And just at the very end, they just sort of kicked this unfinished, half-dressed child out the door. And it just... It was just so cool. Like,
just screaming.
Screaming, going, can you at least put my jumper on? And it's just, it's not good. And so the other one thing to sort of throw in, in regards to the last gen stuff, because obviously a lot of people are saying, well, how the hell did this pass certification on the Sony side, the Xbox side? And part of that initial investors call was CDPR saying that they told Sony and Microsoft that they would have it fixed by day one if they just let the game go through. And it has since come out. I think Digital Trends put a write-up just saying that, look, like, game developers can apply for waivers to sort of get a game onto the store and just say, look, we'll have it fixed by day one, trust us. And that's apparently what they did. CDPR said that Sony and Microsoft trusted that we were going to fix it before release. Clearly didn't happen, did it? So I think on the Sony side, they were going to do
fix it.
They had all the, they had the needle and thread. They were going to get there. But it's on the Sony side, I think, just they've had so many millions of refunds. They've got all these. I mean, they also had the whole statement, the on-fire statement from the day after it initially broke, where CDPR were like, you know, we encourage you to seek refunds if you want them. And then Sony were like, we don't encourage you to seek refunds at all. Like, don't do that. And then it's just kind of blown up. And I think, I don't know, one of the only resolutions was Sony to just go like, we don't want any part of this until the game is fine, so they're just sort of stepping away from it. But definitely an unprecedented move with one of the most hyped up games ever.
Yeah, I do kind of wonder as well if this will lead to any further rigorous tests that have to be applied to a game before it can be released to market, because this isn't, let's not pretend that this is the first game to do that. This over the last console generation, and you know, we've seen this, you know, games have taken months to get to a playable standard before, and it is, it does feel like misadvertising and, you know, practice overall.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Reddit is only building steam in regards to combing every last trailer and gameplay clip that's out there and just looking at the amount of gameplay features and advertised features that aren't in the game.
Yeah.
And even, you know, whether that's the cop system, the whole idea that the cops would accept bribes, there would be this in-depth lore system to the, like, various NPCs that would chase you down if your reputation went a certain way with the gangs. All that stuff is completely gone. And it's worth pointing out. One of the things that I was going to sort of say is, like, you know, you had high-profile AAA games that were complete disasters. Ghost Recon Breakpoint, that was something that I remember it lost Ubisoft like 94% of their revenue year on year because it just didn't sell. And I think I thought that would be the breakpoint. And I put it in a video just saying, like, look, like, video terrible games that improved the industry, because I thought this was literally it. This was like the line that we've got to where nothing can be worse than this. Turns out I was wrong. Mm. Turns out the industry can always do one better, so...
The bar just keeps on getting lower. But yeah, let us know what you think of Cyberpunk 2077 being delisted from the Sony PlayStation Store. A massively unprecedented move that I don't think any of us saw coming. But yeah, let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And also be sure to like, share, and subscribe to What Culture Gaming. And to head back on over to whatculture.com/gaming, where you can find content like this in the written word. If you want to, you can follow more of me on Twitter, at YouInBruinsThings. And you can follow Scott on Twitter at...
I'm at /LP89.
He is! And we... See you next time. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.